The filmmaker Jean-Luc Godard made his name in the French New Wave of the 1960s by breaking cinematic rules. Now, at the age of 83, he still does things his way. He takes on 3D in his new film. It's called Goodbye to Language, and it shared the jury prize at the Cannes Film Festival this year. The movie opens in this country today, starting in New York and Los Angeles. Here's reporter Pat Dowell.
In Goodbye to Language, there are some things you might find in any Hollywood movie. A woman and a man arguing. A shootout. There's even a dog, the director's own. Roxy wanders the countryside, conversing with the lake and the river that want to tell him what humans never hear. There are also things typical of movies by Jean-Luc Godard, quotes from philosophers, artists, novelists, as part of the dialogue or recited by a narrator, music where you least expect it and not where you do, a story that's not stitched neatly together, and an unusual approach to 3D. Godard generally avoids interviews, but he did talk for Canon cameras about what attracted him to 3D in the first place.
There aren't any rules. It's still a place where there aren't rules. Later, there are a ton of rules, so that interests me less. You must do this, you must do that, don't do this, do this.
3D uses two cameras to make an image appear to have depth. But Goodbye to Language goes beyond that, says film historian and critic David Bordwell.
Normally they're interlocked to produce a smooth image, a 3D illusion. But what Godard does in a couple of points in the film is pan one of the two cameras he uses, but keep the other one fixed on the object. So in fact, you get a splitting of the image, two flat images superimposed on each other in depth. When that first instance of that in the film showed up at Cannes, audiences spontaneously applauded. They had never seen anything like it.
And it's not just for the sake of rule-breaking, says Bordwell.
It's a very startling but kind of poetic effect, actually, particularly in the context of a scene where it's about people separating from one another.
Bordwell likens Godard to a modern painter, and so does one of the film's stars, Eloise Godet. She recalls asking the filmmaker about her character, a woman in an unhappy relationship.
He gave us a picture saying, okay, that's what your character are representing for me. It was a piece of modern art, and it was really abstract. And he said, okay, that's your character. It was weird, but really inspiring.
Weird but inspiring might describe how even Godard's producers see his projects. Vincent Maravel decided to pursue a career in film when he was 14 after seeing a Godard movie. He still finds Godard's work strangely puzzling and compelling, still the creations of a young innovator.
For every project, he's looking for the unknown. He looks for an experience. He doesn't know where he goes, and that's what motivates him, and that's what I call being very young. It's true that he's always ready for adventure.
Godard himself steps into his film, at least through his voice, as an unseen teacher expounding on watercolor painting and questions of existence.
That's what Kirillov says in Dostoevsky's novel.
Go back to the surface.
Two questions, a big one and a little one. But the little one is also big. What's difficult is to fit flatness into depth.
What's the little one?
La souffrance.
Suffering.
Et la grande? And the big one?
L'autre monde.
The other world. The other world.
L'autre monde.
And this may be just what Goodbye to Language is about, says film historian David Bordwell.
I think what he's talking about, and this is one of the reasons the dog Roxy is very prominent in the film, is that he's trying to get people to look at the world in a kind of unspoiled way. There are hints throughout the film that animal consciousness is kind of closer to the world than we are, that language sets up a barrier or filter or screen between us and what's really there. And although the film is full of language, talk, printed texts, and so on, nevertheless, I think there's a sense that he wants the viewer to scrape away a lot of the ordinary conceptions we have about how we communicate and look at the world afresh.
To make us see is one of the oldest goals of movies, and one that has pushed Jean-Luc Godard to keep working for more than half a century. He's already at work on his next film. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.